אנחנו קוראים מהספר תלמוד עשר הספירות, כרך ג', חלק י', עמוד 870.
We're reading from Tess, the first Ibur of Zeranpin. Sadly, we don't have the English text, but we will do our best. You can send your questions to Svira Tova or Kav TV. Printing questions to the lesson will be aired during the lesson.
So far, in these first few letters from 1 to 13, we talked about the elements of the topic. Now we're going to talk about the correction of the embryo. Pay attention, bit by bit. Whatever you grasp, you grasp. And whatever you don't, you don't. We mostly have to feel how these things happen to us in practice and not from the book. So let's try to accept it as internally as possible. Please.
We're in page Tafafain, item 13. And the thing is that when the emanator's desire came up to emanate Atzilut with the upper land, the first Melachim emerged to start with in the secret of the complete din in the upper thought. And as the written says, these Melachim who ruled over the land of Edom,
meaning everything begins from a will to receive in order to receive. This is the Melachim and Malchut in the land of Edom, the will to receive in order to receive, that ruled. And that's it. This is where we begin.
And within them are intermingled the klipot and the unholy dinim.
That's even worse. The will to receive that received extra strengthening from the upper light during the shattering, and then from a desire it turned into a shell.
Due to the multitude of dinim, Ara is cancelled, which is the Malchut, until the root of the dinim, Batash, with a hammer that beats in a kolonas, and sparks fly in every direction. So are the roots of the dinim that he divided to these Melachim to 320 sparks in the manner of 32 paths each, included of 10. And he clarified from these sparks the sparks of the holy dinim, and they are the 32 creators, Elohims in Bereshit, from the side of din, of holiness.
Again.
13. And the matter is that when the emanator's desire was to emanate the Atzilut with the upper land, the first Melachim emerged in the matter of the complete din in the upper thought. And as the writing says, and these kings which ruled in the land of Edom, and within them the Klipot and the unholy dinim were intermingled. Due to the multitude of dinim, Ara is cancelled, which is Malchut, until the root of dinim, Batash, as a hammer that beats on a kolnas, and sparks emerge to every direction. So is the root of the dinim that these dinim were divided into 320 sparks in the manner of 32 streams, each included of 10. And from these sparks, he clarified the sparks of holiness, of dinim, and the 32 Elohim in Bereshit, from the side of din, of holiness.
All right, let's see below. We see here something very special, that specifically from the will to receive, the will to receive it comes from the Creator, the light also. The fact that there is a collision between them, where the sparks come, and these sparks bring us this new matter, this new kli. Meaning, it is impossible to come to a spiritual awareness, understanding, recognition, if not by beating, bitush, by a beating between the great will to receive and the light. And they have to be so opposite, so in contrast, that the meeting between them will bring out sparks in every direction, and that will bring about a new state. Meaning that existence from existence, existence from absence, both of these discernments come from the Creator, from the upper source, but we exist, meaning in our understanding, in our existence, we exist only from the friction between these two qualities that come from the Creator, unrelated to the will to receive or the will to bestow, but the differences that we attain between them. The middle line, that's basically our reality. Let's read below.
Item 13, first column below. To terminate Atzilut with the upper land, Bina is called the upper land, and Malchut is called the lower land. And the matter of the sharing of Malchut and Bina is considered that Atzilut emanated with the upper land, meaning that the Masach and the Zivug were done in the place of Bina, which was then called Bina, the land of Edom.
Malchut that intermingles with Bina, which is the Eretz, which is the Eretz that receives the form of Edom, meaning the land that receives the shape of Bina. So Malchut remains Malchut, but Bina paints it with the red color, Edom. Rachamim is what we can call it. Meaning Bina itself is white, but when it paints the black Malchut, that brings out the red color. So the Malchut is painted, if that's the right way to say it. Okay, next.
The root of the dinim as a hammer that beats at a kunas and sparks emerge to every side, etc. And the secret of 32 nitivot. Butzina de Kaldinuta is always called the root of dinim, which means the p'china of the lower hay in the first restriction that was used in the parzufim of Ak, and is the matter of the middle point, just as we learned its matter in the first part, and you can watch there, look for it over there. And the matter of the bitush means a beating, haka, because the masach that has the aviut of the lower hay, which is restricted, beats in the upper light and raises Or Chozer, which is called sparks, Netutzin, as known. And here, this Bitisha emerged at first in the seven Melachim of Nikudim, which emerged out of there with seven Melachim by the four levels, one below the other, and the Zivugim of Abba Ve'ima, the upper Abba Ve'ima of Nikudim, and the four Melachim Tanhim by the four levels that emerged in the Zivugim of Yeshut. As from all those eight levels, the sparks fell to Bia. And this is said as a hammer that beats on a kornas, and sparks emerge to every direction. And the number of sparks are 320 sparks, as he implies and comments on. And then, after that, in the correction of the world of Atzilut, this Zivug returned and clarifies from them only their first nine, which are the nine Pchinot of the Lamed Bet, the 32 sparks, which are in Gimatria Rapach, 288. And they are called the 32 paths of wisdom, of Chokhmah, that illuminate in the 50 gates of Binah, as we will clarify before us here.
Questions? Yes.
The explanation of the sparks here that fall reminds us the Sigim that had to later be clarified.
Forget about the Sigim. Did you understand the sparks?
And it's a theme, sparks. It talks about holiness to bestow.
Returning light, in short.
Okay, yes.
That's it, yes.
He says here, it took my attention, in the matter of the 32 netivot, each is made of 10. Actually, that's my question. Is that a complete thing? Is that a complete thing of the 32 paths that are all included from 10?
Of course. Can you do 8 times 4? Then times, that's 32, right? Then times 10, 320. Now, minus 32, that's 288. Okay?
So it's not complete. That's what I say. And he says, and these sparks are the sparks of holiness. How did they become sparks of holiness?
What?
And he says, and they clarified in these sparks, the sparks of the dinim of holiness. How did it all of a sudden, a complete thing, all of a sudden come to the clarification of sparks?
Wait, that's what we're learning. That's what the embryo is built from, yeah.
So wonderful, that's our message. That's a perfect thing.
Your question is very, very special, very wise, very cunning. Yeah. Now, why? I'll tell you. Listen up. He says this. How can it be that from the shattering, from a will to receive in order to receive at the highest level, when they wanted to receive all of the light of Ein Sof and they failed, and they wanted all of the light of Ein Sof in order to receive the whole of creation. Now, what does the created being say? It says, I shall rule. You can go to pension. I'll be instead of you, I'll rule. There's nothing worse, basically. So you're asking, how can it be from these prinot, these aspects of 320, how can the final kedusha, holiness, form from that? How can it be?
That's it. So what's the process? You're saying, Umar, so what's the process?
Yeah, that's what you're asking. So I'm asking that too.
Of course.
No, I'm just better explaining the depth of your question.
No, I'm asking in general. I don't need the detail. In general, what is the essence of this action?
In general, without recognition of evil and the discovery of evil, you can't reach correction. And it's not that we correct, we just understand the nature of good and bad and how opposite they are and how they cannot be one without the other, because we exist in the middle line, in the friction between them. So these sparks that come as the hitting of the hammer, specifically from the collision where these sparks come from. So these sparks, that's our life. That's us. That's unrelated to the Creator or to the created being, the will to receive, but it's the meeting between them, the friction between them. So the more we are in friction, and that requires a lot of stamina and help and support of the group.
What is this friction? We never talked about this yet.
We don't agree with the rule of the Creator. We don't agree with the rule of the creature.
Meaning?
Meaning the middle line. The combination.
What's the actual deed between us here? What is that sitting? I'm sitting here on the table with my tent, and I'm asking myself, what is that point of this friction that you're talking about, the sparks that can come out of this table?
It happens to you in every moment. You agree and disagree and so forth. Scrutinies.
Scrutinies between us?
Yes, scrutinies.
And how do I come out of that?
You won't. I promise you. You won't.
No, I don't want to run away if he's kind of like insulting me.
You'll only go deeper and deeper into these scrutinies, and you'll begin to count these sparks, and you'll begin to see life between this and that you have to be included with both the nature of the created being and acquire the clothing of the creator.
Meaning the work between us is all, like to, if I'm insulted or not insulted, that's a matter of sparks between
that's
us.
That's such a thing, nothing.
No, I'm just saying that's like a little example between us. Is that what the work between us?
Yeah, but it's not just work.
What do you mean?
Whatever work. In a few minutes, you'll see that he wants to take your place.
No, he wanted to beat me up earlier, but that's some different.
You'll see soon that you want to be a king, and suddenly he comes and he has the right to move forward. He has the right of way.
It's like he's humiliating me and he's lowering me down to the ground.
If you could, but you can't. And even more, you have to help him with all your heart.
Even until I feel like I want to kill him. And do you understand?
I understand. Item 14. Go, come on.
Item 14. In the matter of the division of these melachim from the 32 paths of wisdom, of Chochmah, the matter is that there are 8 melachim, and each divides to 4 in the matter of the 4 letters of the name Havaya, and 8 times 4 are, after all, 2 and 30. And each of these are included in 10, and therefore they are 320, which is Keshoch, the Chama of the king, which is the secret of the Nim and the A in the rage. And the matter of these divisions of the kings to 32 Netivot of Chochmah, the matter is that there are 8 kings, each divided to 4 in the matter of 4 letters of the name Havaya. And 8 times 4 are 2 and 30. 32. Each of them are included of 10. Hence, they are 320, and this is Keshoch Chamat HaMelech, which are in the secret of the Dinim and Chema.
His Shach, 320. That 320, and therefore it's still anger and judgments, because Shach, 320, includes 32. When we clean the 32 from it, it becomes 288, Rapach, that can be corrected. All right, 14 below.
Item 14 below in Opnimi. Each is divided to 4, etc. Each of them are included of 10.
Try to give this the importance as the components of our soul, literally. We're talking about what is within our soul. We'll have to work with it. And that's the whole, that's everything for us.
The division to 4 is upon the 4 prinot of Aviyut in the Masach. As if each prina emerges the 4 levels of the 10 sefirot. Hence, all 4 prinot include 40 sefirot. And each of the 8 melachim is included of 40 of these sefirot. Hence, 320 prinot in them. And we should understand here, why does he not think of the 5 prinot in the Masach? After all, there are 5 prinot of Aviyut in the Masach. But the matter is that there is no Prina Dalet here. Because after it was nullified and purified in the goof of Keter Avak, it is not renewed. And there is no Nikudim only in the Prina Dalet of Itlabshut, without the Aviyut at all. Hence, there is 4 Prinot of Aviyut only. And this implies the 4 letters of Afiya, because also in Havaya there is no level of Keter in them, only in the implication of the tip of Yud, as noted. And this too is as it's mentioned here.
That the Nekudot of Sag are Nekudot. In the Tamim, the tip of the Yud disappears, and then the level of Chochmah begins, and the love of Chochmah is already the Yud itself. That's why we write Yud Kei Vav Kei. And it's not that there is any sign or symbol for the Keter. The Keter is like a surrounding all of those, and it's not there clearly in those four letters of Havaya. Meaning what we have in the whole of creation is from Ab and below, or Absag and etc. The Keter is above the lights, as the source of the plan, the program, the thought. So, in short, there's no Aviyut of Prina Dalet in creation, there's only Aviyut of Prina Gimel. Later on, we'll understand where the correction of the whole of creation comes from, after all. Next.
Item 15 above. 15 above.
Yes.
And when the sparks of holiness were clarified in the secret of the 32 Elohim as mentioned, the rest of the sparks emerged downwards, and the rest of these sparks are the secret of Malchut in each of the 32 first paths. Because Elohim is the secret of Mi Ele.
Galial Tanaim and the Chab.
And Mi is the secret of the upper three, which are included in Binah. And Ele is the secret of Vak, the six edges, which each of the upper three and the Vak are each path of the first Dinim. And the side of holiness, although in Malchut, each path of the first becomes refused below, because it is the last of each and every path, and could not be clarified there. Hence, this is, and the land was Tohu Vavohu, because it is the land that is in each and every path.
Well, that we already understand, right? The 32 sparks that belong to Malchut, these aspects, we can't correct them. We correct only the first 9 Sefirot, which is Rapach, 288.
Or Pnimi, item 15. The Gar and Vak in each and every path of the first ones of the Nim was clarified to the side of holiness, although the Malchut and etc. Because the 32 Netivot are in totality each included from 10 Sefirot, and only the first 9 Sefirot in each and every path was clarified to the side of holiness. Though the Malchut in each and every path becomes the refuse below and could not be clarified and remains in the secret of Tohu Vavohu. You should understand here that the 32 paths are the 32 Prinot of the Masach and Naviyut, as each of them has the ability to emerge the level of 10 Sefirot. Although in those 32 Netivot, the lower hay was included in each and every of their paths, and you should also know that the Prina of the Masach from the lower hay has already been purified in the secret of the departure of the Aleph of Ak, and it has not been renewed again. Hence, everywhere this Aviyut of the lower hay exists, it was in the Prina of Aviyut without a Masach. And this is the main reason for the shattering, as the lights could not clothe in the Kilim because of the intermingling of the lower hay in each of those Prina in them, and therefore the clarification of the first 7 Melachin is the clarification of the 32 paths which were clean of the lower hay. And this scrutiny is called the 32 Elohim in Bereshit, which means the 32 paths in the Prina of the first 9 in them. Because Malchut was clarified and separated from them and becomes refuse below, meaning the Prina of Malchut in the Midah of revealed Din that was without a Masach at the time of Nikudim and caused the shattering of the Kilim. And watch for this in the continuation.
Wait. So we need, it says you should know, so ask questions. No, none, besides Tzvika, as usual.
No.
Yes.
So if so, he says, although
you see, Rachamim, he reads the text and asks according to what's written. That's why I let him ask.
And therefore, in every place that you find the maviut of the lower hay, there was aviut without the masach, which was the main reason of the shattering.
Yeah, malchut without masach, of course.
So I'm asking, if everything is so perfect, then where does the aviut come from?
Suddenly malchut appeared. That it didn't appear before. It's like a kid says, it broke. And you can see it on his face. He really doesn't understand. He didn't have the knowledge. How could it be that it broke? It stood here, and then suddenly it fell and broke. He doesn't see himself as responsible.
But he says that the lights couldn't close because of the intermingling in each of the lower hay in each of them. Meaning, what is that invention? What is this aviut? Could you explain to me?
There is a will to receive, in order to receive, which is mixed, which is as the 32 parts of Malchut. When we begin to receive the light in order to bestow, these parts of Malchut, Malchuyot, begin to awaken. And then they are integrated in the reception of the light in order to bestow. But they are the heaviest aspects, and they turn the reception in order to bestow in the first 9 sefirot, which is compared to them, to her is nothing. But they turn that into receiving in order to receive. And that desire to receive in order to receive is then mixed with all the first 9 sefirot, but it's a mixture. It's not their desire. They didn't have that impression. They had an impression that with such a big malchut, they can receive a huge light, the light of the final correction. Which is a question. How did it appear in order to receive? But in the first 9 sefirot, it passed through, and in Malchut it already shattered the kli. So, what do? We detach the first 9 sefirot from the Malchut, because you can't disconnect the you can't connect the Malchut. It's pure. It's a problem to use pure with regards to the will to receive. It's the essence, yeah, the gist of the will to receive, the essence of it, where there's nothing but that. Not 98%, 99%, 100%. 100% will to receive. Root 1, 2, 3, 4 phases of the will to receive only. And it cannot be corrected. But it's already mixed with all the other aspects. So now, you have to make a separation. You have scrutiny first, and then separation. Without scrutiny, you can't do anything. So you have a scrutiny and separation of the will to receive from all of the 320 aspects. Shach. So that means taking out the 32 aspects. So you put them aside. How many do you have left? 288. Right. 288. What do you do with this rapach? 288. The 32 are also included there, because during the Gadlut it ruled everything, but the Rapach parts can be corrected from light to heavy, from Keter, Chochmah, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, oh, Malchut, no. That's how it works. So there's a correction. That's called the correction of the first nine Sefirot. There's nothing to correct about the first nine Sefirot. It's just the wording of it. The first nine Sefirot in which the Malchut was mixed. So there we have to see what's the correction. And then there is a matter of separation. There is a distancing that needs to happen, sorting this and that, and it depends on what degree, on what qualities. Each time when the Malchut mixes with the qualities of the light, it brings the light its own color, and the light gives it its own color. And it's an interesting thing how from all these integrations you have such a diverse and rich world. But that's already the correction. That's what we do. So from here on, it's clear that our work is only the correction of the right integration from the negative integration. First of all, to make a separation, to sort out the first nine sefirot from the malchut, and to correct them, and then once again to attach them to Malchut correctly. And then we correct the whole of creation besides the stony heart, which we don't correct. That's not up to us. If we correct all of creation besides the stony heart, we thus acquire the artistry, the experience, the knowledge, the powers, all that belongs to the nature of the Creator. The first nine sefirot, that's His nature that resides in the created being that He created. Meaning, in the will to receive that He created, the upper light. So we acquire the nature of the Creator by that. We feel Him, we sympathize with Him, but it's on the condition that we ourselves are detached from Malchut, from our nature. Because He created it, one thing opposite from the other, the light from the will to receive. So what can we do? This we can do. And then, when we complete this work, we identify with the Creator in everything, only not from our true nature, because that's impossible. But after we do that, then He does an action called Rav Pa'alim Mekabtziel, something we don't understand. It's called the light of Messiah. It's a special light that comes where even the stony heart, what's called the angel of death, meaning what's caused death, the shattering, that is, becomes the holy angel. That is an action we don't understand. But it's written that this is what will happen. Now, do individual Kabbalists reach it and take part of that action where the Creator makes this miracle? It's literally a miracle. Miracle simply means that it all happens by the upper force, with sort of a preparation, but without the actual involvement of the lower one. So, I don't know, but from what they write, you can understand that even that level of the complete final correction, it seems that they do attain it. I don't know. I'm just communicating to you so you understand that this is a very special action. But before that, we'll have to sweat a lot.
I am inspired and moved from what you just said. I recommend everyone to hear it again because I'm very moved from what you just said. It's like all of a sudden you have words. What are we, advancing? Are we advancing? It's something amazing what you just said right now.
It's not that I have the words, you have the ear now to hear.
I think everyone's in the midst here. He's telling me he's trying to understand things.
Oh, he begins to understand things. He's right, yeah, that's true.
It's like another world is opening before us, is that right? So what does that mean, that we're advancing? No, really, encourage us a little.
Yes, you're smart, you're great, you will grow and be terrific, like you say to children. Okay, we already losing our time, yeah. You see, you wanted to keep reading, that, go ahead.
And it's necessary for you to know that just like these 32 paths include all 8 melachim, meaning all the scrutinies in the worlds until the days of the Messiah, here, together with that, you don't have the smallest prinad which rises to get its correction in Atzilut that will not need to divide and be clarified in each of the 32 of these paths. Meaning, to clarify from it, its first 9 of each and every nativ, and to remove from it the prinah of Malchut in each and every path. And this is because the beginning of the intermingling that was in the beginning, at the time of Nikudim, where this mixing was swallowed by each and every detail. And hence, each small prinah that begins to clarify and be raised from Biyah to Atzilut needs to be departed from it, the 10 Malchuyot that were intermingled in it. Hence, it must be divided to the 32 paths in order to remove the last prina in each of the paths, which are the Malchuyot. Hence, it turns out that each prina which raises with man to, from Biyah has 320 sparks, which come from the scrutiny of the 32 nativot of Chochmah, which clarifies from them the first nine in each path and removes from them the prina of Malchut in each and every path. Hence, each raising of man is called 288 sparks, meaning that after the scrutiny, meaning 32 times the first 9, whose number is 288. And the 32 sparks in the 10 Malchuyot come down from them in the secret of refuse and are called the stony heart, as is clarified before us.
Okay, well, we already know these numbers, so there's work there with the separation and then a correction. 32 separately and the correction of Rapach, 288. Now, the 32 also have a correction. What's the correction? Just to quarantine them and preserve them, meaning that each time it's untouched, it's failed, it's understood, it's tested and scrutinized and untouched. It's a specific work. It's called you should not do. All right, another quick short question.
Mert from Turkey is asking, why can't we correct these 32 paths?
Because that's our nature. That's our original nature. We can't do anything about it.
What's not clear in this process is with what do we clarify? The 32, the stony heart, or the first 9?
We clarify both this and that. You can't do otherwise. Comes the light from above, and then it scrutinizes. And we always are in the spiritual work as observers, more correctly to say. Yes, Gil.
It's in that he's clarifying the first 9 without the Malchuyot. How is it possible without the Malchut?
A special light comes and it shows you this is the first 9 Sfirot, this is Malchut.
But he's saying that he's scrutinizing also the first 9 themselves, and how can you scrutinize it without the Aviyut of Malchut?
From the entire shattering, from this whole package of the broken vessels, by a special illumination from above, the first 9 Sfirot are sorted, and then the parts of Malchut remain, and it's being clarified through 6,000 years.
Now it's written here that he kind of like scrutinizes the first nine without the malchut, except for the malchut. Can you do such a thing? Because there's seemingly no aviyot without the malchut.
No, there's a coarseness in the first nine sefirot that malchut mixed with. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about how the separation happens and what we correct and what we don't. It's the whole process of correction, the oviyut and in the first nine sefirot. Yes, because malchut is mingled with them. There's naran chai in them, not the true naran chai, however. Rather the naran chai of ascent. All right, so very good. There's progress. Let's move on to the next part.
And we'll sing a song together.
כיום בהיר העיניים נפקחות מעל ההיגיון ואתה הוא הראשון וגם האחרון הגם סינה שמתגלה נחת עולתו נוריד ראשינו נתחבר כשהגל קרוב יש מגדלות אין כיוון עוד לא קבע ומעל כל הפשעים כיסוי של אהבה מעורר את השחר מעורר את השחר בתפילה עבור החברים מעורר את השחר מעורר את השחר והאור יאיר בין השברים איך הרעש מתגלה יהפוך לטוב בכל מקום וחמה לב שאתה קרוב כאיש אחד בלב אחד כאש הלהבה ומעל כל הפשעים שיחה של אהבה מעורר את השחר מעורר את השחר עבור החברים